scarecrow, I watch you guys.
Machine, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. My mic is sounding weird in my head. Today we have a very special show for you.
Yes.
And it is...
Okay. If you were listening in last time and became completely devastated by our show, sorry mm-hmm. about that. But we decided to kind of maybe... Hello? My microphone was too low, you guys. We decided to kind of go a different direction with this one and maybe pretend as though our show today came right after our show last time. Mm-hmm. And we're going for, here's the official name. Alphabet Soup says it's going to be okay. So it's more of like, take a deep breath and try to forget that, you know, if you're stressed or overwhelmed, which I feel like a lot of people are right now. I don't know about you guys, but my class schedule, it seems like every single assignment that could possibly be due is due within the next 3 days. And then I know a lot of people who are writing theses. Yeah. Have their submission next week and then their defense in the next couple weeks. So good luck to you guys. I'm sure you're going to do great. But we're looking for like kind of a goofy, fun, you know, it's everything's going to be all right. And then, you know, even if there's a little bit of depth to some of the music that we're playing, or maybe it's a little bit, just a little twinge of something sad.
Mm-hmm.
It's always going to be a little uplifting, and, you know, you sort of feel like when you were a kid and things really didn't matter except for what flavor of ice cream that you got. So that's the goal that we're going for today. And yeah.
Mm-hmm. Definitely something that I feel like I need. So.
Oh yeah, for sure. I mean,
this is as much, probably more for us than it is for you.
I think every show recently of ours has been like a direct connection to what we need.
Yeah.
I will say, like, I personally love when it rains. I think mm-hmm. it's my favorite weather in the entire world is rain. But I know a lot of people hate it, so maybe this is going to help you guys feel a little better, because it's raining all week, actually.
Okay, and I am a person who hates the rain, and also I woke up and I was so upset that it was raining, and then I was on my walk,
mm-hmm.
and then there were a bunch of flowers, and I was like, oh, okay, so this is like, this is what it means for me to be upset about the rain, and then realize that.
It's actually quite lovely.
It's actually doing something.
Yeah.
Like,
that's that perspective. Our show.
Exactly. I literally thought that. I was like, oh, this is what it means for Alphabet Soup to say. Yeah. It's going to be okay. What you just heard was Sarah by Alex G, which is fantastic start to the goofiness. I feel like that's a pretty, like, happy, goofy song. What I'm going to play next does have a story. Not necessarily, doesn't really have to do with the theme, but when I was in New Zealand, my dad and I wanted to go see some live music, so he, like, looked up what shows were in Auckland that week, and there's this guy who was playing at the small bar. His like, artist name is Phased on a Pony,
mm-hmm.
and we were listening to his album, and we were like, oh my god, this is actually pretty good. Like, this is pretty good. And then we tried to go, and then they only took cash, and there was no ATM. And so we'd never got to see him live. But this song really reminds me of that time, and also, it's just, like, silly. So I think it matches.
I think it matches. Also, the story matches, because you get to discover really fun new artists, but then you, like, don't get to,
yeah,
like, see him. Yeah,
it's, like, a little bit of happy, a little bit of sad.
It's finding the good in a bad situation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for tuning in.
We'll talk to y'all later.
Bye.
Thank you. crawling in the park. No Christmas schnitzel at Joe's garage, but the Christian. Do my heart dividing, given to the
fall asleep.
set me on fire. There's someone else, but I twist all of his words, and he twists mine. So I'll have to let him go. We sometimes fit, but we always lie. And he thinks we could make. Get set on fire, go get set on fire, go get set on. Friend, I am a slow, slow mover. Friend, I am a slow, slow girl. Trying to be kind, kind, kinder. Crawling in another world. But maybe one day we'll get married. Maybe fall in love. Could you make me fall asleep when you're holding me? Well, try to set me on fire. 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 Try to set me on fire.
Six, five, couldn't quite place it. I was here to life without me in it. It's getting busy and that's terrific. Your ebb and flow just makes me nauseous. Did you lose yourself or just your self-esteem? Are you doing well? Can you feel a doesn't like me anymore.
Hey guys.
Hey, hey, hey.
Here we are. Yeah, honestly.
Do we have anything to say even?
I don't know if I have. I mean, we always have something to say. Mia and I are good at just talking for a long time.
Yeah, it's true.
We love to chat. I honestly think that's not a bad thing, though. Loving to chat. I think that feeling comfortable in silence is important, like with people that you love. Which, oh my God, hey, Mia.
What?
I love you.
Oh, I love you too.
Stop. You heard it here first, folks. But I also think, like, there's nothing wrong with talking a lot. I know that sounds crazy, but I feel like there have been a bunch of studies about how women talk a lot more than men. And, like, I was recently told I talk too much. But I'm like, I'm just making everyone's day better. That's not true. I'm making my day better.
I think it's good to feel comfortable in communicating.
Yeah.
Like, maybe talking too much and not saying a lot is different, but, like...
I disagree. I think talking a lot and not saying much is also a very valid form of communication.
Yeah, imagine it's about the person who's doing it, because, like, if there's some guy, like, talking a lot and not saying
unless
much,
it's a man. Yeah, no, I agree.
Do you know what I'm saying?
I see, because I feel like a lot of my conversations with, you know, when you live with, I don't know, obviously I don't know what year you guys are, but like when you live with all of your roommates and you're talking, you're around them all the time, so you're always talking about something. I think it's a really special thing to have people that, like, not only can you feel quiet and comfortable in silence with them, but at the same time, you also don't feel pressured to have, like, an interesting conversation every single time you talk. And you can kind of just talk about, you know, I think my roommate and I talked about grapes for, like, a couple minutes yesterday, and it was a great conversation.
Mm-hmm.
She bought a massive squishy banana from Five Below, like on a whim. It's like,
I know someone who really loves those. I think she's listening.
It's, oh, so shout out to that person, because guess what? There's a banana with your name on it. Please get it out of my house. It is
how
genuine.
Big is it?
Oh, it's huge. Wait, I'm going to show Mia a photo. You guys can
okay,
see.
Okay, don't do that right now.
But it's, I think, the size of her, like, face.
Yeah.
It's like, quite, yeah. It's quite large. And, yeah. And you know, there are some connotations. So I do think, like, we have a in-depth discussion about that banana whenever anyone comes over and sees it, as of, like, circa the last week. So I feel like talking about nothing is sometimes really rewarding, because you feel comfortable not having to, like, have an interesting and introspective and overwhelming conversation with everyone. So yeah, it's like bar conversations sometimes, like the women's bathroom conversations at a bar, where you're just like,
people just want connection.
So true.
They just want to connect, and that can be about nothing also.
Yeah, and I feel like assuming anything about anyone based on how they interact with you and like in the beginning or whatever, or like how intellectual the conversation is, this is the.
Do you think people do that?
I do think it's something that happens at Tufts.
Oh, yeah.
You know, maybe. When you meet someone and they have a warped perception of you based on the first conversation.
If you're smart enough, or like,
yeah,
if you say something like outstanding.
If you're smart enough, if you say something that, like, and they will assume things about who you are based on that first conversation sometimes, which I feel like I see happen, and then I'm to people around me, and I'm like, okay, well, that isn't who you are, so don't let other people's perception be a reflection of you, I think is important. But also, like, open yourself up to, like, meeting new people and being accepting and loving towards connection that you wouldn't normally have.
If we all did that,
you guys would all love each other just as much as me and Mia love each other. Look at that. And me and Mia hated each other.
That is not true.
For like a solid day when we first met.
I didn't hate you. Yes, you just you hated totally me.
One of Mia's friends and I hated each other. Like, for real.
Oh, that's actually
very
true.
Serious.
You squashed the beef.
We squashed the beef by realizing that we were more powerful hating together.
Yeah, because you guys are both big haters. I'm not going to lie. Yeah, Okay, whatever. Speaking of, actually, it's not speaking of anything.
No.
Oh, it's my. Actually a horrible transition.
Oh, go ahead.
Can I do it anyway?
Yeah, do your PSA.
Okay. Remember your childhood memories where you discovered the magic of nature? Like looking up at the stars or chasing fireflies? Help ensure your child gets those same experiences. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a forest or park near you. And discover other cool things to do when you go, like fishing, biking, or even camping. Visit discovertheforest.org.
Yeah, guys, get out there in the pouring down rain.
Get out there and make some human connection and also earth and nature connection.
I don't know if people still say that, but our freshman year, whenever anything would happen, we'd all be like, we have to go touch grass. Yeah, and then one of our mutual, very close friends, she would go outside of Houston, which is where I lived my freshman year, where we all lived, and she would lay face down.
Really?
Nick would.
I didn't know that.
Love her. Love that girl so bad. And then, of course, when she did it, all the rest of us would be like, all right, that seems like a good choice. Or, like, you know, squat down on the ground and literally physically touch grass. And I do think that it...
I don't think I've ever experienced that, so...
How is that possible? I think I have photos.
I was just better than all of you.
That's so true. Mia would wake up and just be like... She would pop up in the morning. Be ready for the day. By the time she was dressed, I think my eyes were maybe half open.
Well, that's also a sign of not doing so hot. Anyway...
We dealt with our situations differently, I fear.
Yeah.
I'm just not a morning
And we
person.
Did speak about that last week.
Yeah,
so true. Maybe we should talk about how we were... Maybe next time we talk, we'll talk about how we became on the up and up.
I honestly don't know.
Okay, we'll have plenty of time to think about it.
Took life less seriously, which is the theme of our show today, which we'll now go back to.
Okay.
And shut up. Sorry about that,
this
guys.
Song is Just My Kind by The Julie Ruin. Do you have anything to say about it?
This song is fantastic. I think it's from a movie. I think it's from this movie, Nasty Gal, if you've ever heard of it. And it's actually it's a really good show. It's kind of like a small, like, weird little situation. But if you like the song, check the show out.
All right. See you later.
In the middle of the night. Remember we were riding in your car, not thinking about much, didn't get too far. 19 miles till the gas ran out, and I never walked that far before. It tastes like candy and cigarettes, and at that point I hadn't tasted anything better yet. Got that love that can make a man, got those eyes make a man forget. Ooh, 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 ooh. Say you love me all the way, say that you love me too, say that you call every single day. Place a phone call for you, and I let you listen to my favorite tapes. Play my tapes right through, say you love me all the way. Hey, yeah, hey, yeah, hey, yeah. Time, you're still the man. We're just books up on a shelf. Try to understand this if you can. And then she gives like a bubble bath. Oh, I love it when you laugh. Rain like pennies in a tin can. Only one question left to ask. Ooh, 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 ooh. Do you love me all the way? Say that you love me too, say that you call every single day. Place a phone call for you, and I let you listen to my favorite tapes. Play my tapes right through, say that you love me all the way. Say that you love me all the way. Say that you love me too. Say that you call every single day. Place a phone call for you, and I let you listen to my favorite tapes. Play my tapes right through. Say that you love me all the way. Hey, yeah, hey, yeah, hey, yeah.
Yeah.
What's up, you guys?
I love the, like, before we start talking, the...
we gasp in the studio right now.
I guess I wanted to come on first because this intro to this song is so long, and also because the last four songs of our lineup is like... Oh, it actually wasn't that long. That's so funny.
No, go ahead.
It's just, like, really good, and to me, what this theme means, like...
The last four lines.
It's like, yeah. They just really do it in a good... I don't know. I'm just so excited to hear. I don't know. Okay, maybe
Wait,
I should shut
names,
up.
Give the names.
Okay, so what you're listening to now is August by Flipturn, the acoustic version, which is undoubtedly the better one.
It feels like running through a field with the sun slowly passing through clouds.
It's so good.
It's
so good. It's very and then we have Secrets from a Girl Who's Seen It All by Lorde.
So real.
And then The Lean Over by Life
Great
Without Buildings.
Song. Great song.
And then
Great song. Great
closing
song.
It out with White Roses by Flight and the Staves. Okay.
Wait. One thing I'll say about
I'm
the Lean
Over.
I'm getting chills. One thing I'll say about the Lean Over.
Hurry up.
I'm trying. Shush. One thing I'll say about the Lean Over is the singer didn't know what she was singing. She didn't write it. Somebody else wrote it for her, and then they played and they said, just say this. And so when it sounds kind of out of the blue and crazy and like childish, that's why. So it's a very good like example.
Also, it just
of
makes me feel things.
It's
okay.
Just a fun song.
Enjoy.
It's a funny thing that you never gain self-control. Guess it's been a while since you last said sorry. Crying in the dark at your best friend's party. You've had enough, gotta turn the lights up, go home. Couldn't wait to turn 15. Then you blink and it's been 10 years. Growing up a little at a time and all at once. Everybody wants the best for you, but you gotta want it for yourself. You can take him if you want him, he's a judge. Secrets from a girl who's seen it all. Secrets from a girl who's seen it. Secrets from a girl. Secrets from a girl who's seen it. Secrets from a girl. Secrets from a girl who's seen it all. Remember all the hurt you would feel when you weren't desired. Doing anything for one time. Remember what you thought was grief before you got the call. Baby, gonna once, gonna feel the pain for you. You're gonna love again, so just try staying open. And when the time comes, you'll fall. Yeah, when the time comes, you'll fall. Your dreams and inner visions, all your mystical ambitions, they won't let you down. Do your best to trust the other race of life. To turn 15, then you just go. Secrets from a girl who's seen it all. Secrets from a girl who's seen it. Secrets from a girl. Secrets from a girl who's seen it. Secrets from a girl. Secrets from a girl. Secrets from a girl who's seen it all. The temperature is unbearable until you face it. Thank you for flying with Strange Airlines. I will be your tour guide today. Your emotional baggage can be picked up at carousel number 2. Please be careful so it doesn't fall onto someone you love. Destination, I will leave you to it. You'll be fine. I'm just gonna show you in, and you can stay as long as you need to get familiar with the feeling.
What's
It's about that time.
Guys, I'm sad.
I'm sad.
It's so sad that our show is ending. But at the same time, that's, isn't it? What is the, there's a feeling for that where you feel happy and sad all at the same time. Sort of like nostalgic.
Not melancholy, that's just sad.
Melancholy is just sad.
I don't know.
Anyways, we feel happy and sad because the songs are good, but also that's the vibe of the show, but also the show's ending, you know, so.
Well, we'll see you next week, Tuesday at 12.
Yes, we will.
I'm Mia.
We don't know what the theme will
we
be.
We still have things to say, sorry.
Okay.
We have to get to
White Roses. Who are you?
Yes, you're right. We don't know the theme.
We don't know.
But it'll be something really good.
It'll be awesome. So tune back in.
Yeah.
And listen to the next show if you're still on.
Yeah,
I'm sure it's going to be amazing. So yeah. Okay, go ahead.
I'm Mia.
And I'm Mila.
We're Mess Machine.
And you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
See you next week.
Bye, guys.
Pack up the sun and sweep away the stars and hang a veil over the moon. The cars are parked and the bells are ringing out. Just never thought you'd leave so soon. But those white roses are growing round the houses that you buried under the arches all your life. Will you beg my forgiveness? Will you be my